It's been a huge week in UK politics as British MPs have voted to prevent Prime Minister Boris Johnson taking Britain out of the European Union without a deal, and shot down his bid to hold an early election. Our Wire correspondent Terry Houghton was on the spot outside Parliament in London this week as the historic vote was happening.
There was a festive mood in Parliament Square in London on that day. Colourful flags, costumes and placards were in abundance. Sightseeing tourists, Whitehall functionaries, demonstrators and a heavy police presence all intermingled in the late summer warmth to produce a carnival-like atmosphere. The anti-Boris forces marched and sang to a brass ensemble. And on the sidelines of the demonstration, in general, many debates took place on the situation.
We belong to this group, the People's Vote Group.
Yes.
Who believe that ultimately the only way to settle the differences in this country is by a further referendum. There's no constitutional reason why we should not have another referendum on leaving the European Union or not.
What role did Rupert Murdoch play in this?
One with the rest of our media, which are totally biased and owned by non-UK resident, non-tax-paying billionaires.
We all want democracy. We all want the people should rule themselves. Now, the trouble is, what if the bloody masses get it wrong?
No, but let's face it, we've got a dumb blonde either side of the Atlantic.
Yes, and we've got Farage here as well, who's... off the planet, really.
And ultra-right-wing
English.
And sadly, the government is only as good as the opposition.
Stop Brexit! Stop Brexit! Stop Brexit! Stop Brexit!
A few opinions there from the Brexit-weary crowd in Parliament Square in London this week.